Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon, distinguished guests. It's a pleasure for me to be here today at this conference in order to present you something about the future of research. My name is Wim Janssen. I am working in the unit GIAN and the infrastructure in DG Information Society and Media, and I am managing projects, one of them being in the cultural heritage, which is called DCNet, and in this context I was invited here to give you a presentation, and I decided to not present specifically something of the things that we are doing within the area of the infrastructures, but as there are already many speakers who will talk about the infrastructures today and tomorrow, I thought it would be more interesting maybe for you, although I didn't put in some research on that one, but I assume that you would be interested to hear a little bit about the common strategic framework, the next period of research in Europe, and how this is going to be organized and set up, and also trying to give you some insights in, some brief insight, some global insight in the future as regards the e-infrastructures in that. So the majority will be therefore introduction into the CSF, as we called it until last week, the Common Strategic Framework for e-research and innovation between 2014 and 2020. But in the, there was kind of a competition to give it a new name, and the winner was made public last week, and that is the program's name for the future that you will see there. It's called Horizon 2020. So if I speak in the rest of this presentation about a common strategic framework, I could as well have used the word Horizon 2020 program, maybe program. We don't know how it will work out, or H2020, or I do not know, because we make all kinds of abbreviations. We'll never know where we end up. So that as an introduction. Then this the background, the Europe 2020 and the Innovation Union have the objectives to have a smart, sustainable and inclusive growth for the next framework program period. They are targeting a 3% growth of the gross national product, and includes the Innovation Union and the Digital Agenda for Europe, which are, as we know, the flagship initiatives defined by the European Commission. Heads of states have endorsed the Europe 2020 and Innovation Union as the key to the future growth and jobs in Europe. This common strategic framework will consist of three existing programs so far that you know now at this moment in time. It's the seventh framework program. It's the competitiveness and innovation framework program, the CIP, and it is including the activities of the European Institute for Innovation and Technology, which is located, as you know, here in Budapest. The seventh framework program for until 2014 has a total budget of 53 billion euros. The Competitiveness and Innovation Framework Program has 3.6 billion and has three programs: Enterprise and Innovation, Intelligent Energy and ICT Policy Support, and then the EU body, the autonomous EU body that brings together higher education, research and business to stimulate innovation in knowledge and innovation communities, has a limited budget at this moment in time of 309 million euros. This all is complemented, hopefully in the future, with funding and with support and creating, as it said here, strengthening complementarities with the structural funds. The total amount of structural funds for the 2007-2013 period was 86 billion euros. That was alone allocated to research and innovation, ICT and human capital development. So the idea is that in the future framework, the word says it, framework, there will be an integration as much as possible, or a collaboration, or a added value by the different programs I just mentioned. They will all have shared objectives and principles. This is a simplified graph which is showing the architecture of the common strategic framework. You see at the bottom the excellence in the research base, and in fact this is not much different from what was the seventh framework program, because the base is research infrastructures and e-infrastructures as the transversal horizontal binding factor between the societal challenges, like there are in health, like there are in cultural heritage, like there are in climate research, in environmental research, in physics. So the different scientific areas, the vertical scientific areas, will continue with doing their research in the area of societal challenges. And there will be also increasing, because the program is also focusing on innovation, not only on pure research anymore, will also have a more active involvement of industry, creating industrial leadership and competitive frameworks. Good. How does such a process work? The framework, the next framework program, the Horizon 2020 will start in 2014, but we already produced at the beginning of this year a green paper inviting stakeholders, everyone in fact who is interested, to submit their ideas on the global views that we have on the future program. And we got a lot of feedback, which I will show, but period for giving feedback on the proposal in the green paper was closed on the 20th of May. At this moment in time, we are analyzing all the contributions, and we will have a consultation workshop. Not only our area, but several areas in the research will have consultation workshops that take place in the first half of July. Then, what is a very important day is that the multi-annual program for the next period between 2014 and 2020 will be proposed by the Commission on the 29th of June. So next week the Commission will propose a budget, an overall budget for the period after 2013. We all know in which situation Europe is as regards the financial situation of its member states. Specific countries have more problems than others, but overall, as a result of the financial crisis in 2009, the administrations and the budgets of the member states have been burdened by financial contributions to support banks. And they have big deficits at this moment in time. But still, there is a feeling that the European idea and the European project is still is of very much importance, and it is also important for Europe to have a good future research, and a budget is needed for that. And so we hope that that there will be a proposal that can be accepted by the member states and by the council later on. Then, parallel to the decision on the financing for the future common strategic framework and the budget for the Commission, we are working towards more specific texts as a result from the consultations and the workshops. At this moment in time, we are preparing for the workshops and also discussing on how the future framework program should. Sorry, I still keep the word framework program because that's in my mind. So the CSF will have to look like as regards its content. Then the legislative decisions on the CSF will be taken by the Council and Parliament in 2013, in order to have the CSF starting or the program Horizon 2020 starting as from the beginning of 2014. Good. What is the green paper I was just talking about in the previous? The green paper proposed this concept of the common strategic framework. It invited shareholders' views on the key issues, and we got many responses, more than 1,300 questionnaires and more than 750 position papers, not only from individuals, but if you realize that many organizations, companies, universities, research institutions, and the like have given their position paper, not only on a specific subject, for instance on e-infrastructure, but on the global idea of this the future CSF, then I think we can say that it was impressive and very good feedback that we received. What are the headlines of this consultation? What was more of the generic outcome? Of course, we will discuss the more specific areas in these workshops, and we will present that more, and I will give you a little insight later on. But the highlights were that there was a strong support for bringing research and innovation together in a common strategic framework. So what we proposed was more or less accepted. Although, as I said, what is the framework and how will it look like will still have to be developed. Another important message was the simplification. Everyone is convinced that there is room for further simplification of financial issues, of project evaluation and contracting and the like. So, again, the message of simplification was endorsed, and we are looking into that from an organizational viewpoint at this moment in time. It might well be that there will be agencies further developed, but this is still all in the air. I cannot say much more about that at this moment in time. All stages in the innovation chain should be supported with more attention for close-to-the-market activities. So close to the market activities, which are in the direction of innovation. In the past, the framework program was basically research oriented, although in DG Information Society we also had more industrial research oriented activities. Always we have had that, and application-oriented activities, but it seems that overall, over the broad front of research in the next CSF, in the Horizon 2000, we will have more attention to close to the market activities. We are building upon the successes so far. We will continue the successful elements that we have in the seventh framework program, like the budget for the European Research Council for this excellent research of individuals, the Marie Curie initiative, and the collaborative research, and the infrastructure. It was agreed that the, or it was endorsed that the EU funding should be tied closely to societal challenges. Society is becoming complex, or is complex, and research is also complex, but the specific research is by definition on a specific area. What we need more is an integration of research activities. We need a more exchange and more cooperation and more, vision which are cross-scientific. This has been recognized. It would be a good idea to work in the future more in the context of themes like climate change, aging, energy security, environmental research, etc., etc. Environmental research, by the way, is by definition a multi-scientific issue. And then finally, we want more openness and flexibility, less prescriptive calls, better instruments, bottom-up based, and clear policy objectives. Anyway, these are the needs. It's now up to us and the cooperators to give this a structure in the CSF. Good. Then I was telling you about the consultation workshop. These are within the several areas, and specifically, we in research infrastructures have a stakeholders workshop on the 4th of July. This is not an e-infrastructure workshop, but this is a research infrastructure workshop. What's the difference? In fact, there is no difference, only that but the research infrastructure has two masters, has two areas within the framework program. One is situated in DG research and technological development, DG RTD, and the other leg is in DG Information Society. The leg in DG Information Society is called e-infrastructure. That is the technology-oriented infrastructure, which is transversal because it's using all kinds of technologies which are integrating, while the research infrastructure activities in DG RTD are dealing with until now, but it's changing. We are getting closer and closer, much more on the facilities needed to do scientific research. But as the facilities are becoming virtual, also the activities of our colleagues in DGRTD are moving in our direction. And we are creating more and more a vision which is complementary but also integrative. I understand that it might be difficult, but for us it's a very important thing to follow up. So we have some stakeholders, about 30 people, that will come to the workshop on the 4th of July. And we have the questions as were raised in the CSF, and we have an open discussion which will be moderated by our director in this meeting. Then the expected outcome is to build stakeholder consensus about the main priorities for research infrastructures in the CSF, and to complement the green paper consultation as we did already with the with the consultations itself. Okay, so then, what is currently the idea on research infrastructures, qualitate qua e-infrastructures? The goal, overall goal, is to develop an effective European policy for research infrastructures. Of course, one would say. The activities would be to force the partnerships between relevant policy makers and funding bodies, to carry out policy studies and impact assessments, develop the international dimension of research infrastructures. That means to pursue agreements on reciprocal use, openness, or co-financing of infrastructures on a worldwide basis. This is a kind of a new policy initiative. It has been addressed on the border of our activity so far, but it will become a more, hopefully it will become a more more centralized part of our work. Why? Because we cannot see e-infrastructures as a pure European thing. If you talk about networking infrastructures, then you talk about global infrastructures. If you talk about grid infrastructures, you talk about global infrastructures. If you talk about clouds, by definition, everybody is talking about clouds. That is footloose. It has no basis in one or the other. It also creates problems. Because what's happening if our data is stored in the United States and they are stealing it? We don't know. What can you do? Eh? So there are lots of problems on authorization, authentication that are becoming prominent. But we can only, by identifying them, you also realize that you can only solve them in an international, worldwide way. So not only the international dimension, but also there should be increased activities on the research infrastructures to the public at large, also in its use. And there, I think, is another issue which might also be interesting for the cultural heritage community, as there are activities taking place at this moment in time in cultural heritage which are focusing on the public at large, whereas there are parallel activities in the research area, etc., etc. Then another idea for future policies in research infrastructure is to leverage research infrastructure for regional development, education, and public service purposes. We realize that there is much more education, training needed within the scientific areas, but also with young people to learn more about what research e-infrastructures are and how to use them. And we will try to implement these education issues regarding research infrastructures, e-infrastructures, if the outcome of the consultations allow us to do that. Then, as I said, the international cooperation will be further developed in order to create an integrated European research infrastructure in a global ecosystem, and that Europe is remaining the pole of attraction for top researchers worldwide. Good. Typically on e-infrastructures, I think I could summarize by saying that that we will continue with the activities we are carrying out at this moment in time. The goal is to achieve by 2020 a single and open European space for online research. We would like to increase the capabilities of the European research area by creating by increasing the network capacity, that we are finally getting a native exascale computer infrastructure. The first activities are being planned at this moment in time. Exascale is very short. Exascale is supercomputing, but a supercomputing which is 1,000 times faster at the current supercomputing facilities that exist, which might be of crucial importance for future real-time simulations and other activities in physics, in climate, etc., etc. So, for this, the exascale computing is something which would deserve a European-specific attention, we believe. Other capabilities should be abundant cloud resources, secure and open, seamless and open access to global data. I don't have the time to go deeper into this, I think, but you can always, I'm here today and tomorrow, so we can, if you're specifically interested in open access, I can give you more details on that. User-friendly services and accessibility to all the researchers. The support that we think that would be useful for future Horizon 2020 is global research and education networks, grids, infrastructures, supercomputing facilities, software which are suitable for running on supercomputing facilities, like specific simulation and application software, 3D visualization, immersive type of facilities, also of very much interest to cultural heritage. I think, but I will come to that, cultural heritage has a specific not only interest, but also a very important tool in its hand, because by visualizing cultural heritage activities, or artifacts, and by having immersion into something which an architectural work from the past might be very, very interesting tools for learning, but also for experiencing how life was in those periods. Collaborative tools and data repositories. Further, as I think on several places already said, we will promote e-science for research, education, industry, innovation, and virtual research communities. Then, but that was then the CSF. Now I have been thinking also a little bit about the title of my speech. How can e-infrastructures serve cultural heritage? And I made a question out of that. Cultural heritage, are you being served? Of course, we have to recognize that historically the beneficiaries of e-infrastructures were the hard sciences like physics, as I said, like geographic information systems, like environmental research with simulation elements that cannot be made cannot be visualized differently, etc. On the other hand, the archives, the libraries, and the museums have unparalleled resources that are being opened up and also should be opened up for the researchers at large in Europe, but also to individuals. And I think, as I said, there is a big opportunity for cultural heritages, cultural sciences and cultural heritage to use immersive technologies which are perfectly suited to be served by e-infrastructures like data infrastructures and supercomputing facilities, because they allow the processing speed and the storage capacities that you would need. Okay, so as I said, there are huge opportunities, and the community, this research community, should work closely with all kinds of other groups who have similar activities but not based on cultural heritage, like ICT researchers, technology developers, and the other cultural institutions from all member states, and of course you in DCNet as Ministries of Culture, and the collaboration in the Europeana and DCNet are of interest here for the entire community. So what we need is to unite. What is important, maybe this is in the format of a cartoon, but I think it's very serious. We should work together, but we have to realize that what we are doing, if we work together, is also dependent on what we think of each other and what we perceive from each other. And I think that, here you see, they are working together, but there are three different groups, but they are working together. There's a difference between working together and say that you work together. So this is just to create a little smile on your face on the concept of cooperation and unity. And what we also should prevent is this, that we impose our approach to the others. If we are able to overcome that, and I think the cultural heritage community is a community that is able to do this, then this collaboration between the stakeholders will enable you to structure future research in the field, which will eventually then lead to a high-value interoperable European cultural patrimony data infrastructure. This is what I wanted to say. I wish you all the best in this process, and if you want, I am available today and tomorrow for any discussion that you would appreciate. Thank you very much.